Slacker and Steve.
Anybody here get hangovers?
Yeah.
Okay. This is bad.
Yeah. Back in the day, maybe.
I'm starting to be concerned that you guys maybe should do the intervention on me because I don't ever get them. Like, ever.
Oh, that's a sign. You are so far beyond.
So you're just constantly.
No. Do I strike you as intoxicated right now? I don't know if it means my tolerance is high or I don't get fall down. Do you only get a hangover when you get fall down drunk?
Yeah.
I don't know when you get it.
Yeah, because that's when we were like in college and stuff and we were just drinking way, way too much.
Yeah.
That's when it would happen the next morning. But I guess we did all the wrong things to get rid of them. But they seem to work at the time.
Because we have the list of things to do to nurse a hangover. They're like, do drink lots of water or Gatorade. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
I liked a good soda.
See, that's not good.
I know it's not good, but I like the caffeine.
But it's the sugar that is the...
I think that's bad for you.
I think it is, too.
I will get the Pedialyte things.
Pedialyte is great. The Pedialyte popsicles. Oof.
They make them in popsicle form.
Oh, Pedialyte's in every form. It's for kids, yeah. But it's more... like, every single adult that I know has Pedialyte does not have kids who need it.
Yep.
Did she once tell me that all the parents with their big glasses that are at flag football for your kids, that's all Pedialyte. They're all drinking. They're hungover.
No, the opposite.
Oh, it's
they're
just straight
preparing
up booze.
Preparing for the people.
That's all booze. I want everyone to know that if you see some mom at a flag football thing with her Yeti, she ain't hydrating.
Okay.
Because it's all damn day. So I used to bring my coolest, which is like a cooler, except...
Oh, yeah, it's all decked out.
So it would be full of pea ice from Sonic.
That's awesome.
Chick-fil-A lemonade and Kettle One.
Yeah.
And so I would mostly mix it already within the, I would mix it in the Chick-fil-A lemonade. I wonder if Chick-fil-A wants to be known as the best lemonade for making a vodka lemonade.
At a children's event?
I would draw a big skull and crossbones on it so the kids would know if you want lemonade, don't drink the one with that.
This is daddy's juice.
And then all the adults would come around because on pea ice.
Oh, I bet.
But what I was going to say is, then you also bring along the Pedialyte has like a pixie stick that you're supposed to...
Like an old sugar stick that we used to...
Well, it's just in a little tube and you're supposed to dump that into your bottled water. Mm-hmm. But I just like... I just dump it into my mouth and wash it down with the vodka lemonade. Okay. So your electrolyte...
It's like there's pro and there's con. They just like balance out.
Yeah, you got to do some of the hangover cure during. Like if you're...
Drinking during the...
Yes. Dude, did we or did we not learn when we were in Napa? The first time we went to Napa, day one... Like, we thought, there's going to be food along the way, right? Nope.
Crackers and cheese.
And nobody told us that that white box at the front of the bus was water.
Right.
So we just stepped over it.
That was the most precious thing on the damn
bus. And all we
box.
Did was hydrate with red wine for three solid days. I've never been more hungover than that trip.
See, headache,
it was
hungover,
the worst.
Awful.
If you go... Even if you don't have to go every other, but if you hydrate every third drink, if you drink like a bottle of water every third drink, you're going to be fine.
Snort the Pedialyte.
If you can, on your eyeball, whatever, like urethra, whatever your vessel is to get medicine in your body faster. They say to sleep, obviously.
Yeah, sleep it off.
And vitamin B6 somehow helps.
B6?
It's in poultry, fish, liver, potatoes, and non-citrus fruits.
So eat liver. Mm.
I'm saying this, these aren't the real things. The things that they say not to do are the actual things
those
to cure a hangover.
Those remedies you're not
I agree.
Supposed to
100% of these things work.
They're gonna
number
kill
one,
you.
They say, don't eat greasy foods. Bowl,
It's step number one when you wake up. McDonald's breakfast.
Or you go to Taco Bell that night.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason White Castle exists.
Yeah.
White Castle is the worst burger on the planet. No one eats it sober. Taco Bell is awful. You don't eat it. It's why they call it fourth meal.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's you got to fire down something greasy.
And that's
and
why
then,
we're there.
Yes. It's so that, and it's also, it's very much like being an archaeologist. Like, so you're like digging down through layers, like, oh, this is a crustacean period, this is whatever. Like, you know you drank a bunch and you know you're going to be sick, so you fire down the Taco Bell, and once that's coming out, you know you're through it.
Oh, that's okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like all a parfait. Right. You're like, ooh, 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 and then you're like, that's Taco Bell. We're almost through. Okay. You don't do
Boys,
that.
Boys, I'm ready to go tonight. We hit Taco Bell.
We hit the Taco Bell there. They say don't take Tylenol. I think Tylenol works.
Or aspirin. You're supposed to take aspirin, not Tylenol.
Yeah, ibuprofen, right? Not acetaminophen. Yeah.
I thought you weren't supposed to take anything. So they go to your liver.
Only one does.
I thought acetaminophen did. Or I mean,
yeah,
I thought ibuprofen did too.
No, that one gets digested somewhere else.
It does?
Yeah.
They say take ibuprofen or aspirin. Okay. I'll take whatever.
Okay.
Oxy. Fentanyl. <All right. laughs> Slacker's hangover here. And the other big one is they say don't have another drink. That is insanity.
And you say that is the best cure is to keep. What's the hair? What does that mean?
The hair of the dog?
I never understood
that. It was like back in like the rabies days when people didn't know. It's like a dog bit you and it's like the only way to cure it was find that dog and get some of the hair of the dog that bit you.
Okay.
The only time period worse than the Taco Bell period was the rabies period.
I'm going to tell you this. If you come into my fridge at any given point, there's always a 12 to 24 pack of Coors Light and a 6-pack of Campbell's tomato juice. And that will get you through.
That's good stuff.
Drink a little bit out of the top of that can, dump tomato juice back in there, put a little salt on the top of it. You're not hungover anymore. What you've done is kick the can down the road.
There it is.
So your hangover is twice as big the next day. As long as you fire down Taco Bell.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.